You can never go beyond your source of supply. In other words, your source must be greater than you are. You can't draw from something that has less than what you have.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers with part three from that series, Let It Overflow.
I said, when the anointing gets on the rock, you can take devils down when the anointing is on you. Come on, somebody. No, you're not going to get my blessing. No, you're not going to get my children. No, you're not going to get my business. No, you're not going to get my mind. I've got something. She said, I ain't got nothing but a small pot of oil. Look at your neighbor and say, I got something. Oh, I want you to preach a little bit and tell them, I got something. Come on, say, I got something. Shout, I got something. Oh, tell them, I got something, I got something, I got something. You can't wait till I work what I got. When I get a hold of it and God anoints it, it's going to be something that's going to blow your mind. I don't just have nothing, I got something. And when I get through working what my something is, God is going to open the windows of heaven. You just sit there like you ain't got your mind right. And I'll tell you, Auburn won the game because they had something. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. The underdog will be looking up towards heaven saying, God, I ain't got nothing but a little pot of oil, but I got a little something, something right here. I got a little something in my, I got a little something. I got a $1 bill. I'll sow it as a seed and God will return it. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I got something. Ooh, tell somebody else that believes that I got something. I got something, yeah. That's what Peter and John said on the day when they walked into the house at the gate called Beautiful. They looked at the man who had been laying there for years, and religious people walked past him, and folks that had walked past him forgot all about him. But that day the anointing came on the men of God, and they said, silver and gold, we ain't got none of that, but such. Ask your neighbor, have you got some such? That's what I want to know. Have you got some such, but such as I have? Ain't got no money, but I got an anointing. Ain't got no money, but I got an anointing. Ain't got no money, but I got an anointing. If I got an anointing, I'll break the devil's back with it. I ain't got a little bit of this. I don't have a car, but I got 2 feet. I don't have no glasses, but I can still read. I ain't got too many clothes, but I'm still coming to church. Only got 1 pair of shoes, but I'll wear them until the leather wears out. Because I'm anointed with what I got. That's the reason why you're not having a plumber preach to you this morning. He can talk to you about pipes and sinks and tubs and shower heads and all that kind of stuff. But you got a preacher telling you this morning that when you got a little something, something working on the inside, if you'll give it up to God, say, God, here's all I got, but watch what God does. The moment he puts his hand upon you, it multiplies right in your hand. You ain't talking to me. But give God your 2 little fish and 5 loaves and watch what God will do. You ain't got to wait till tax season. Go ahead and open up your praise and pour it out on God and watch what God will do when you give him your something. Push your neighbor and tell him, I got something. I got something, I got something. I had an idea to open a business that would help people with hearing aids, and here I am with 2 or 3 businesses going on right now. I had a little something I opened up and started using my gift that God gave me, and now I'm painting portraits that people are buying and cards that are going out. I don't know what to do. All I know how to do is just dig a hole. I can dig a hole better than anybody can dig a hole, and what do you know? God gave you your own excavation business, and now you're laying pipe. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about you got something. Work your something. I said, work your something. Don't you tell God what you don't have. Show him what you got, and the anointing will make the difference. When you start turning your faith away from doubt and fear, God will say, I knew you had it all along. I just needed you to see what you had. Ooh, faith doesn't ignore the facts. Fact is, all she had was a little pot of oil. But truth will look at the facts and say, but my God. But my God. Let me take you on a quick journey. Who made the oil and made the container to put the oil in? If he owns it. Now, if you're keeping it, then you're your own resource. Not even God, because you've not committed yourself. But the Bible says if you commit yourself to God, he's able to keep that you've committed unto him against that day. In other words, God will keep it until he returns back to this earth. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The bank said they'll keep your money. But back in 08, when things went south, they were keeping your money until one day it said, phew. And some of you went back to work because you didn't have anything in the bank. But you got more. See, they can transfer bank names and change it all around. But I know the one who owns the bank. See, that's where tithe and offering comes in. But you don't know how to work that right there because you're still dependent on your own. I only got, no, you don't only have. You have more than enough. And if you'll give it to God and watch what God does with it, he'll do more than any of your investments that you've ever seen in your life. She said, all I got is this little pot of oil. He said, okay, okay. Then put it into action. Let's put faith. Listen, you can die. That commercial on television, or it hits me every time. I just want to reach through the screen. You pray for me. With the guy who's checking out the guy's teeth, he said, yep, sure enough, you got a cavity in here. Are you going to do anything? He said, no, I'm just the guy who diagnosed it. You're going to have to go to a dentist to get this done. We're going to lunch. A lot of God's people are just diagnosing the problem. But they won't take the next step of faith to put it into action. I read the word, but I don't know. See, you don't believe it until you step out in faith and start doing it. Come on, somebody. Faith is an action based on a belief that what God said he would do, he will do in spite of the circumstances. See, God is attracted to capacity. Availability, empty vessels. I came here in the last fragments of the time that I have left to tell you that in this coming year of 2018, God is stirring up the hunger in this place that will not be satisfied by just waiting for a sermon on Sunday or Wednesday night. Some of you are at a place where your desire of hunger is going to get stirred up so much. Come on, somebody. Somebody going to hear the call to preach. And I'm not talking about grabbing a pulpit. I'm talking about going down to the nursing home or to wherever that it is just so you can get it out of your soul. Because here's what I know. You can't increase the capacity of the container until you recognize that the only way I can increase is if I go get more vessels. This building is only so big. The fire department shows up. We put another 400 people in this building. They say, you can't do anymore. This is beyond the code. You've reached your capacity. So then we can look at that and say, well, we've reached our capacity. Or we can say, let's have another service. Let's think a new thought. See, that scares some of y'all right now. I don't know, Pastor Ron. I like my church small. Really? Until your son or daughter needs to get saved, and then you don't care how big it is. I got news for you. You got to go increase the capacity. Enlarge your mind. Do what God said to do, and don't wait on somebody to tell you the limits. Take the limits off and say, God, do what you can do. So the act of faith was, she said, boys, I need y'all to go all over the place because the prophet, the man of God, said, go get us some vessels. Go get us some vessels. What kind of vessels you want us to get, Ma? She said, I don't care. Just bring everything that's empty. Bring everything that's empty. Bring everything that's empty. Why? Because you can't fill something that's already full. You want to know why? The statistics say, well, they're not coming back to church, and the millennials are not, and this, that, and the other thing. But I beg to differ. I mean, ISIS just put a hit out on the Pope. What's the point? God, if you got to turn up the heat on the Western church until we get emptied of our self-righteousness and our self-serving and our selfish attitudes, and we get so desperate that we don't care what mama puts on the table, we're ready to eat it. I don't like that. Really? Well, whenever you get hungry, baby, come on back. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. I didn't used to like collard greens. But when they put on the table now, you mix them up a little something, something, and now you're ready to eat. Because when you get hungry enough, and ain't it funny how you can never satisfy your hunger? In fact, some of you are gnawing your tongue right now because it's lunchtime. Because you're already full. But you can't fill nothing that's already full. I can't preach nothing to you. God himself can't bless you if you're already full. So I guess, come here, Pastor Justin. Come here, Danny. Hurry, I'm almost done. He said, go borrow all these vessels. This is a word for Pace Assembly. I said, this is a word for Pace Assembly. He said, go borrow all these different kind of vessels. See, some folks come to church like this. Bless me, Lord. God said, I can't. Until you let the waiter know that you're thirsty. Come on, somebody. You're in fine dining here now. Come on. Until you let the waiter know, how do you do that? He said, when you turn your cup right side up, ooh, look at your neighbor and tell him, turn your cup up, right side up. Yeah. That will let heaven know you're ready for something. I said, that will let heaven know you're ready for something. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm a waiting vessel. I'm hungry. I'm desiring that. But let me tell you something. Here, open that up real quick. And let me tell you something. It's important for you to understand the scripture here, and I'm almost through. The prophet said, when you gather all these vessels, go in and shut the door and start to pour. Why did he want you to shut the door? Well, you got to go to Matthew 6 to figure that out. For the Bible said in Matthew 6, when you pray, go into your secret closet. Because there's some things you got to pour out in the presence of God that you can't tell everybody because you know they'll put it on social media and you'll lose your job. There's some things that you can't tell everybody. You got to get in your secret closet. But here's the promise of God. God said, if you will seek me in secret, I will reward you openly.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.